keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, episode 118, January 1st, 2025. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen. Let's discuss where we've been. It's one of my...
Where have we been? We just had some beans. We had some black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas.
Yes.
Hello, my beautiful wife.
I thought for sure you'd have kind of like a fireworks sort of sound, you know?
Okay.
Nothing.
Let's cheers. We just said cheers for a second, and here we go. Oh. Let's try that again, shall we? It doesn't sound good when it's not wine.
No, it's not wine.
There we go. We are drinking the pel. That's very unprofessional, you know.
I'm sick.
This is bad. Drinking the Pellegrino.
Yes, because we've been drinking for 2 weeks straight. Yeah, we both need to check into AA.
It's not even funny. But we came home. I don't even know where to start. Other than we've missed everybody. We've missed Vineyard Nation. How are you all doing? We've missed you very much.
I want to start off by apologizing that we did not do the best of show.
No.
Brian had delivered a show and it wasn't, I didn't give him direction on what I wanted. And so the show wasn't exactly where I wanted it to be. It was not his fault at all. He pulled it together.
You could blame a little bit on him.
No, I didn't give him directional, and he didn't have a lot of time.
It's more fun when you blame it on him.
All right, it's all his fault. It was a lousy show.
It really was no good.
No, it was big blocks of shows because he didn't have time to go in and really listen to different clips. And anyway, I have an idea for a best of show if we ever take the show off again. Mm-hmm. But yes, it was all my fault. It was not Brian's fault.
There we go. But now we're back with an extra long show. We're going to do 3 hours today.
We have a lot because if you think about it, we went to...
Our last show was on the 11th of December.
I know. We had the vaudeville dinner. We went to Tannenbaum Ball. We did Boostergram Ball.
I forgot about all that.
And then we went to Europe before any of that happened. So hit it. Where would you like to start?
Well, hit it. How about we, I don't know. I'd like to hit it with
so refreshing.
The Boostergram Ball in Austin. That's kind of a good place to pick it up.
You don't want to talk about the Tannenbaum Ball?
Oh, please do. But that's your hit it.
Oh.
Because you dragged me to the Boostergram Ball. I dragged you to the Boostergram Ball. There you go. Hey, we got two balls.
Yeah.
You got your Tannenbaum Ball. I got my Boostergram Ball.
Yes. No, so the Tannenbaum Ball was on the... 13th? 13th. Yeah. And, this was the annual event. I help out with the silent auction, annual fundraiser for the Historical Society. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, the best part about it is, well, it's nice to support something locally, but also the band is phenomenal. The band is phenomenal.
Yes, a very good band. When they're finally allowed to get on stage after everybody's done talking and doing speeches.
Well, they're going to do a postmortem, and I'm going to say, there's too many talking heads. This person got up, then this person got up, and we're like, come on!
The band actually was like, hey, it's 10:15. We're getting on the stage now because we're paid from 10 midnight. And we're going to be on the stage whether we're playing or not.
Yes, so that was the only thing is that it just took forever for the band to get up.
You must tell everybody that you're recovering from a bit of a sinus infection because it's really, you can hear yourself snorting, wiping, sneezing, blowing your nose.
What do you want me to do?
Well, it's just professional to say, hi, everybody, I'm ill.
Hi, everybody. I got a sinus infection that Adam gave me while we were in Amsterdam, which he got from some dude in the Netherlands.
Okay.
So you gave it to me and I'm suffering now.
And
you're kind of recovered. And here I am. I'm still suffering.
Yeah, you're only a couple days behind me.
Anyway, but we had fun at the Tannenbaum Ball. We had fun because we got to sit with our besties.
Yes,
and to see everybody else too. I mean, we got
everybody dresses up. It's always fun. It's always nice.
I pulled out an old rag. from 4 years ago, which was great. I bought your dress. Yes,
mean?
I bought her jumpsuit. I bought three dresses. All three of them went back, including a pair of shoes. So I just ended up wearing the old rag.
I think the real bummer was there were a couple of people who could not dance. David couldn't dance because he still has his foot in a boot.
Yes. He was out there though. He was kind of tiny timming it.
Tiny timming it. He was tiny timming it. Annette couldn't dance.
No.
Did she and Jimmy ever dance? Have you ever seen them dance?
They danced once last year at the Tannenbaum Ball. He's not a dancer. She's a dancer. He's not.
You're lucky. Your husband is quite the dancer.
I know. You are.
I wonder why. He's the greatest dancer.
I'll never forget when you were like, yeah, I'm a really good dancer. You saw yourself in video and you're like, oh my gosh. I always thought I was a really good dancer.
I know, it's until
really sobering, isn't it? Because I remember when I would do like dancercise, jazzercise, and you're like, I got this. And you're like, no, I don't have this.
Ain't got this.
No. So that was fun. So that was Tannenbaum Ball. That was on that Friday. Mm-hmm. And then we had to drop Phoebe off on Monday, and then we headed to Austin for the Boostergram Ball.
Right, because we were going to stay overnight, and the Boostergram Ball was at Antone's, famous Antone's.
In downtown Austin.
Yes, mm-hmm. This was an event that was really produced by both Open Mic, he's from Minneapolis, and does Toonster.io, and of course, Phantom Power Music, which is Ainsley Costello's parents. And so we had six bands on stage. We had a guest list of about 25 or 30, I think.
No, it
and
wasn't that much.
We had about 20 people. Not everybody made it, but we had a pretty big guest list.
Yeah. There's probably about 50 or 60 people there, don't you think?
From what, total?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was more than 100 people in the beginning.
Oh, really?
In the beginning, okay. Yeah. No, it definitely tapered off. The crazier the acts got, the later the evening.
What was so crazy, you had to go early to do sound checks and go through your script and everything, and you had a producer that helped you, which is great. Yeah. And I went to go see my friend Shayna, and we went and had dinner together, and then we showed up at Antone's about 6:20, and I come in. And I'm like, where's Adam? Where is Adam?
Let me just set the stage.
Okay.
So now this was a value for value, modern podcast app, streaming Satoshis, the whole thing. And 6 minutes before we're supposed to start, something happens with the wallets. And all I know is I see people running around sweating. I'm like, let me see if I can help. We're talking to people in Germany. We're talking to people in the UK. Everyone's trying to figure out what's going on. And meanwhile, everyone's like, we got to get the show started because, you know, we got a lot of bands to go on. And then you arrive.
Yes. So I arrive and I'm looking around. There's no place to sit. And I'm like, I forget that I'm in a nightclub. I haven't been in a nightclub in what?
It's like a venue.
Eight years, 10 years.
It's a venue with a bar. It's not really a bar. It's a bar. It's a bar with a stage.
There's no place to sit. I'm like, where's Adam? Where's Adam? And so finally somebody said, oh, he's upstairs. So I go upstairs. You're like, hey, baby. I go, you didn't save me a seat. In front of these women.
In front of one of the bands. You're like, in front of the stage manager.
You're like, I'm like the diva that I am. I'm like, you go, you know, well, things are imploding right now. So,
yeah, we have just a little bit of stress. So if you go to, and then actually, what's her name? Gosh, she plays the bass.
I don't know.
Cindy, I think.
I forget that I was in a bar.
And she says, well, my husband's downstairs. You can probably find, you know, you can probably ask him. She was very concerned about you. Oh. And this is my wife.
I was like, that was totally a bad move on my part. Totally bad move.
I felt bad because I had not considered, I mean, seats. Yeah, there's no seats.
There was none.
There is no seats to save.
No. But it was fine. It ended up being fine. We Shane and I found two bar stools like up against the wall in the back.
Behind the sound guy.
We were fine.
But I thought it was a really good show. I mean, it was live. The thing that was nice is that the artists made a lot of money for them, certainly. You know, I think $6,000 total. So everybody made some good money for performing. That all came from people watching. It's streamed live, audio and video. It was a real podcasting 2.0 collaborative effort. And I would say that, besides, I love FM Rodeo. I just love those guys because they're very loud. That three young guys make a lot of
the second band?
Yes, they make a lot of noise on the stage.
They got a lot of Satoshis. They got a lot of boosts.
They're very popular. They're from Hill Country. One of them lives right here in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, you told me that.
But then we had Suzanne Santo.
And oh my gosh, she is...
And she comes in a red dress.
Phenomenal.
Long red dress.
I love what you said. You're like, she shreds in a dress.
She shreds in a dress.
And it's so true. She is an amazing guitar player. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she has a great voice. And then she pulled out her violin. And she's jamming on her violin. I'm like, this woman. Yeah. I turned to her husband, Nick. I go, I am fangirling on her big time. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, it was a dynamite performance.
She was phenomenal. Really,
people on the, because we had the Boostergrams going and the chat and everything. People were like, who is this?
Yes.
Yeah. What is going on? Yeah. This is fantastic.
She's definitely not getting the recognition that she deserves.
Well, she's made a lot more money than she's ever made in any of the traditional Spotify or anything like that. Yeah. I'm sure that she was delighted. Everyone was delighted. It was a really, was a great evening.
It ended up being a really fun evening. Yeah.
Ended up being great. It was a success for everybody because we were really marketing towards the music people in Austin and not the Bitcoin people. And so there's a lot of interest and there'll be a postmortem for that. And so I'll hear how all that went, but I was honored to be a part of it. It was fun. It was professionally organized. People are pros. And I just loved it.
Yeah. And you said, it was like 10 o'clock and you're like, hey, there's two more bands. I'm like, what? I'm out of here.
So, you did miss Henry Invisible, who was quite a sight to see.
I know you're still talking about him today, but it was nice. And a lot of friends came out, which I was really happy. Like Mark and Julianne from Fredericksburg came out
Fredericksburg.
And they loved it. They had a great time. Yeah, and I loved it. They are so fun. We have fun with them all the time. And then
he spent about an hour trying to figure out how to boost.
I know. And he finally did it.
Yeah. Like, but I can figure this out.
Julianne has a cousin who lives in Austin. So they met. They met her. And then Tim and Kim came from Austin. And of course, Sir Brian with No Eyes came. He came. Dirty Jersey Whore came.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Yeah.
Rob Dew was there. Did you see Rob?
Rob Dew. Yes. Dew. I talked to him as well. Yeah. It was nice.
It was good.
It was fun. And Tiffany and Rob came out. Yeah. And we had a good time. We had a really good time. Yeah, you did a great job.
It was fun. I really like doing it. You know, we do it differently next time. It was also Monday night, so it's kind of hard to keep people, jamming all night long.
What I liked also too, when you're up there, you're like, everybody, are you ready to kick butt? I was like, what?
Did I say that?
You sure did. I was like, didn't quite go over with that crowd, but I see where you're going with this.
But then I said that if they boosted over a million Satoshis, they would all be invited to the freak off.
Yes, you did say that, but I like how everybody ready to kick butt. Like, just doesn't have the same.
As ass?
Yes, doesn't have the same, like,
oomph. I'm trying to keep with the new Adam and the old Adam. It was a clash, baby. It's a clash. What can I tell you? I'm
worlds
clashing.
Collide.
What can I do?
Worlds collide. So, but that was fun. And then we stayed the night in Austin and we got to spend some time with our friends, Tim and Kim.
Yeah,
and
we had breakfast at their place, which was really nice.
That was fun.
Yeah. And at this point, Phoebe is already in the...
She's in Paws and Claws.
Yeah. And, you know, it was hard for me to drop her off, but, you know, she was like, okay, I'm good. I'm good to go. So I just kind of put it out of my mind.
Yeah.
And so then we came home the next day after our breakfast and then we left on...
No, I hopped in the car and I went to see my friend Brandy and spent the afternoon...
You, by the way, are insane with your calendar. I mean, come on. You're insane.
I went... Brandy had a little, holiday get together just with a few people.
And did I not... do as much as I could to get everything ready and the packing.
We had a little discussion about it because...
Yeah, because
we had plans, and then you came and told me, "Oh, I got a meeting tonight," and I'm like, "I thought we were going out to dinner," and you're like, "I'm like, you just like kicked me to the curb."
Is that your recollection?
That's kind of how it went.
Is that your recollection of the whole discussion?
While she's gone, I'm going to do everything because I know she's not happy. No, so
including hiding mail, I didn't want you to see.
Yes, hiding mail, you didn't want me to see, and I. Oh.
All right. If she comes home and she sees this piece of mail, no, I'm putting this aside.
It's a piece of mail from my ex-husband, which is every time I get something like that, I go into convulsions.
It's like seeing a letter from the IRS. No matter what's in it, you see that envelope. up, you're like,
like a letter from Satan, more like it.
Anyway.
Yeah. So no. So
and was everything nicely? Did I do as much as I could?
Yes, you did as much as you could.
I did a good job. A good job.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you went into your meeting for a few hours. So anyway. So yeah. So it was boom, 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 boom. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. So it was crazy.
So we're finally then the next day, we get to the airport and everything is going pretty smoothly. I would say.
Yeah.
TSA pre was good.
Sailed through to JFK.
Yep. JFK, and we get into JFK, and your flight's delayed.
We don't have a pilot. And Adam's like, I can fly this thing. I'm like, God, baby, go up there.
I said, this, when they say it will delay an hour, I'm like,
I know.
This doesn't sound right to me. So they had to fly a pilot in from Detroit.
Yes.
And you know, because we specifically got the American Express Platinum for our points.
Yes.
Because it has a good points program when traveling, and for the lounge. And the lounge is kind of a letdown. It seems like everybody has the American Express Platinum lounge access.
It's so busy and they don't have enough people working. So dishes are everywhere. And then we finally found a seat next to the kids' play area. And this little kid kept coming around the table. And I was just like,
this kid's going to get swatted pretty
soon.
I'm
like, this germ barge needs to move away from me.
Germ barge. Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go.
And you're very nice. Oh, they're so cute. And you're talking to you start talking to the kid. I'm like, don't
encourage the child. Stop it. That child went to germ barge. There's your title right there.
Germ barge. So we finally get out, but we were what, 3-4 hours delayed?
Four hours delayed.
Flying there, it delayed us arriving in Amsterdam. Yeah. Obviously. And
first of all.
Yeah.
The flight over was not exactly what you wanted.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of turbulence over the ocean.
And I woke up.
It wasn't like up and down, boom. It was like side to side kind of. It was shaky. Shake, rattle, and roll.
Yeah. Reminded me of Nashville. I didn't like it.
It was nothing like Nashville. Nashville was much worse than that.
Here was the thing, though. So I fell asleep, but the turbulence woke me up. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, we're over the Atlantic. If this thing goes down into the ocean, this is too much for me. Of course, I start praying to God. God, if it's your will, I understand. Really, I don't want this to happen right now, but I know if I go down, I'm going to go up. So I got it. And so I woke up and I'm looking at you. I'm like, I wanted to grab your hand because I was scared, but you looked like you were sleeping. Yeah, you look like you were sleeping, and I wasn't going to bother you.
But we need to make this agreement now. You can always grab my hand. You can always wake me up. Always. Well, I always say that if you're not feeling well?
But I knew you had a big interview when we landed in Amsterdam.
I'm rock and roll where we kick butt. I'm a butt kicker, so I can handle this.
You're so cool. I'm what happened to the cool roll husband then?
Oh, okay. Oh, man. All right. Okay. All right.
I was concerned because I knew that once we got there, it was going to be boom, 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 boom. We got to get ready. We got to get ready for this interview. And I wanted you to be rested because I knew we were going to be bleary eyed. So yes, we finally get into Schiphol and we get into the
reception area.
The reception area. Oops. Luckily, they had showers there.
We take a shower there before we even check in into the hotel.
Yeah. So we had we didn't eat because we had the breakfast on the plane, which was not that great.
No, what did I ate
it. It was the omelet, the hot, super hot omelet that burned our mouths.
Yes. Turned down the oven, people. And we had Taxi Eric standing by. And so he took us to the TV place.
So we basically got to the shower about 11:30, almost 12, and mm-hmm. we had to be ready by 1. Mm-hmm. And he picked us up at 1. So again, it was boom, boom, boom. So it was hurry up and wait at JFK, then get on the plane, disrupted sleep, and then bleary eyed getting ready for an interview. So we go.
When we were at JFK, we prayed. We prayed.
And we said,
say, Lord,
we prayed this whole trip.
If it is your will for me to do this interview, you'll get us a pilot. And otherwise, because this delay is for somebody. Somebody needs this delay for some reason. It's not for us. It's to help. It's good. It's for someone else's good somewhere.
Yes.
And so we're just a part of it. And we're supposed to be at that interview. We're going to make it. And we made it. We made it fine. No problem at all.
We get to the interview, and this is for the Hour of Power, right?
The Dutch syndicated version of the Hour of Power, where they have the Schuller, the church and everything. And they cut in, they cut away to the Dutch interview with whoever it is, and then cut back and forth. And so, yeah.
So very nice man. Mm-hmm. But he's hacking up a lung. He comes into the room. He's shaking our hands. He's hacking up a lung. And I'm thinking, here we go.
Whatever you have, we don't want it.
Here we go. And so when you sat down to interview with him, he's hacking. And I'm thinking, oh, no. And you even said, is this your water glass or mine? Because I don't want what you have. Well, thank you. Because that's exactly what we got. Mm-hmm. But it was, I mean, from what I could tell, I mean, it was all in Dutch. Mm-hmm. And you saw the interview.
Yeah, I saw it. They sent me the edit. It looks good. It's really good. It's going to be interesting. The reactions will be interesting because, you know, people in Holland know me from Countdown, you know, not Mr. Kick Butt. And, you know, so it'll be something, and it'll be interesting to see what the response is. But I think in general, it'll be positive because, put it this way, it probably had the same impact as Rogan in America.
Okay.
That level of impact, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. They were very nice. And so when we were sitting there, you were being interviewed by the woman who writes for their magazine. And mm-hmm. so they bring us food. They like brought us dinner and
they
wine.
Cooking. They were cooking.
brought us wine. I mean, it was so lovely.
Yeah.
But he came up to me. They were very, very, very kind to me. Mm-hmm. Everybody was. And they were one of the woman, I forget what her name was, who was interviewing you. She was telling me kind of what was being said. Mm-hmm. But so I hear the interview and all of a sudden I hear your ex-wife's name come up. I'm like, what? I know that name. Yeah. So I had to ask her like, what was that about? But they were very, very kind, but he came up to me and he goes, so how young are you? Do you remember him saying that
to me? I heard him say it.
I thought that was really sweet. How young are you?
How young are you?
I'm like, oh, that's a nice way of putting it.
And you said, how old you are? And he went, no.
He went,
no.
I know.
Perfect. Perfect gentleman.
Yeah,
and then
he
hacked up a lung on me.
Yeah, and he sprayed. And then we were like, great, we'll get that gift later in a few days. Thank you.
No, it was good.
Really nice.
So that was really the reason why we stopped off in the Netherlands in the first place. Of course, then we got back to the hotel. Didn't unpack, basically.
It was hard to stay awake. It was really hard to stay awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a flight until the next day. And so we went to sleep, got up, because we stay at the airport hotel, as every smart traveler should do.
Yes.
I will say staying at the airport hotel is definitely one of the better ways to go.
Yeah. Makes it easy.
And then we flew off to Florence.
Well, we met up with your sister, Tiffany.
Yes, because she runs like all the high-end stores in the airport.
So while you were getting coffee, so we were waiting for Tiffany to come over, you were getting coffee. And so I found a table sitting next to two, they were Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to like auction me off to other man in the airport lounge. I'm like, I have a husband. Thank you. He was just being nice.
Yeah, he was being nice.
But yeah, so we got to spend a little bit of time with Tiffany. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we hopped on the plane.
And Tiny Jesus came out and I started taking pictures of Tiny Jesus everywhere.
Have you published your Tiny Jesus montage?
Yes, we
made sure that Tiny Traveling Jesus were with us everywhere.
Yes.
And we took pictures. What have the responses been to that?
I don't even look at my notifications anymore on Instagram.
Why are you on Instagram at all?
I know.
It's like Instagram and fudge. These seem to be your two main vices.
Yes. Well, didn't help that four packages of fudge showed up at our doorstep.
Thank you, Noah. JimTheFudge.com.
So little Tiny Jesus, like Flat Stanley, if anybody knows who Flat Stanley was. My kids got Flat Stanley in school, and you had to take Flat Stanley everywhere and take pictures. And so I was like, we're going to do this with Tiny Jesus. And so then he was everywhere. But before that, we were on the plane. We were sitting on the plane, and a No Agenda producer comes up to you.
He says, are you Adam Curry? So yeah, in the morning, I'm Alex. Oh, hey, Alex, how you doing? And the stewardess, the flight attendant is like,
stewardess.
Sir, you need to sit down. You need to sit down. It was a small plane. It was 737?
Yeah.
No, it was a City Hopper. No, it was
a City Hopper. You're right.
Yeah, it was the smaller, the our regional jet. Mm-hmm. It was what, an hour and a half to Florence?
Yeah, tiny, like two cute, hours.
Cutest little airport.
Yeah.
You get off the plane, you take the stairs down. You
like walk three on the, baggage claims.
Walk on the tarmac and the bags show up. We go to the hotel.
No, but before that, so we were waiting for the, you were in the bathroom and we were waiting. I was waiting outside for the bags and you hear.
Oh yeah.
They're eating the dogs in the bathroom. And this is the No Agenda producer, right? Yeah.
Well, he didn't have the cadence quite right. So I'm walking out and he says, they eating the dogs. And like, only when I was out of the bathroom, I'm like, oh wait, he meant they're eating the dogs. Okay. I got it. He sent a donation in, by the way.
Yeah, as you said, that's very kind. Yeah. So yeah. So then we get in our car and we're going to downtown Florence because our hotel is downtown. And we get dropped off at the wrong hotel. We go in, the guy drops us off. We go in. We're like, yes, reservation for curry. They're like, reservation for curry?
Can I see your reservation, please?
Yeah.
It always looked kind of sketchy, like a rent by the hour type place.
Oh, it did. The
way they were behind that little kiosk, you know, the little, yeah. Like a little window for the, like the movies.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like,
what? Like, what, you want to buy the hour?
It's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
And then the driver comes back and he says, no, I dropped you off the wrong place. It's 30 feet that way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This, now we're at the hotel.
Yeah. So the driver's like, let me drive you there. We're like, we can walk. Yeah. And so it was a beautiful hotel and it was in a beautiful area in Florence. And Florence was just decorated with all the twinkly Christmas lights and the narrow streets with all the shops and it was just so festive. And that's one of the reasons why I just love Italy so much.
That was great.
Yeah.
Now, did I do a show before we went up into the mountain? No.
No. But that night when we were in Italy, we were looking for a place to eat and we went to that little small restaurant and the waiter was ogling over your phone. Remember that? He loved your phone. Everybody loves your flip phone.
Yes. The young kids especially like, this is cool. Where do I get one of those? I want to have this phone.
Yeah.
And he was one of the co-owners of the restaurant.
But we like little restaurants. I personally like the little restaurants like that as opposed to the fancy one in the hotel.
It was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. So the next day, take it away, Adam. We get up.
I can't even remember.
That's the day we had to meet at the bus.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. So my sister had arranged for this secret trip and we're going to go for my brother-in-law's 60th birthday. We don't know where we're going, but we did have to meet at this certain point. And she gave us like Google map coordinates. I said, Willow,
she gave us coordinates.
I love you, Willow. Give me an address because I need to put this into Uber so we can get there. It doesn't accept a longitude and latitude. Okay. So we get there.
That's right.
There's a, you know, like a 30 person luxury bus and everyone shows up and it's the whole family.
Yeah, and we're like,
and my sister's so Tiffany from Holland with Guido and everybody's
and her
there.
Son, and Julius
and the
there.
Nephews and the, and my niece, and we all pile onto the bus.
And friends, they had some friends and some family.
And, my one nephew, Mateo, he's got his guitar, and we're on the bus. And my sister Willow, she's getting on the PA system, and it's a jolly moment. It's just jolly.
Mateo just starts singing on his guitar,
and everyone starts singing along.
So it was like this great, and we have no idea where we're going. Mm-mm. We're like, we don't know where we're going. We just know that we needed to bring warm clothes.
Yes.
Clothing.
So we drive about an hour and 20 minutes up the mountain, and now we're in the tiniest little village, and there's snow.
And it's called Doganaccia.
And
Willow's probably cringing.
And they actually hadn't had snow there for 5 years.
Yes.
The first year they had snow. Then we get in a cable car.
Is it a cable car, a tram, or a gondola? No, it's not a gondola. Is it a tram?
No, it's a cable car.
It's a cable car.
Cable car, yes.
We're going up.
It's one of those things in the James Bond movies where it always breaks and it falls to the ground.
Yes.
With the villain in it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so we were on one of those.
Yeah, so we took an Uber to a bus, a bus to a
cable car.
And so Willow goes to me, I go, oh, we're going on that cable car? And she goes, are you afraid? I go, no, not at all. I was just surprised because I had no idea where we are or what we were doing.
And then we're up on this beautiful mountain. It's a small little hotel, maybe 18 rooms, I think. And
they rented out most of the rooms.
Yeah, most of the rooms. And And there we just, the festivities started. You know, we are all hanging out. We're drinking at the bar. So
it was like a little ski resort.
Tiny little ski resort. Yeah. Just perfect. And then did we have the dinner that evening?
Did
right?
we go to the bar? Yeah.
We went to the bar. Yeah. Everyone went to the bar right away.
Yes. And then we had to have, we had to go get ready. And then they said, meet us downstairs at the restaurant at 7 o'clock. And of course, we're the first ones.
Because we're always the first ones. Yeah. And so they had a murder mystery dinner.
Yes.
And they had four Italians who spoke English and Italian.
And they had
dressed
FBI.
Up as FBI agents. And there was crime scene tape and evidence.
There was a body outline on the ground with the bloody knife. Yes.
And so they turned it into teams. And I realized at a certain point, you know, I'm sitting there, it's you and me, it's Tiffany and Guido, and it's Joanna, which is Tiffany, Willow's best friend and her husband. And, I realized that all the kids are at a different table and we're the old foggy parents.
But we were like, oh, we're going to get them. They know nothing.
And we didn't. And we did not get them. We came in dead last.
It was one of the hardest.
It was tough.
We were using
ChatGPT and all kinds of stuff.
It was really, really hard to figure it out.
And meanwhile, food is coming through.
Food is just coming.
And it's pasta and it's another pasta.
Was it antipasta? First, and then it was a pasta dish, and then it was the meats.
Gotta have the meats coming through.
So much food.
Yeah.
And Tiffany and I were like, we can't eat all. We have no room for any of this. Because once I eat a bowl of pasta, I'm done. That's it. So, but before that, Willow gave you a really sweet birthday gift.
She actually gave me two things. Something on the bus.
That's right.
Yeah, on the bus, she said, Adam, I have something for you. She hands me this envelope, and in it are two books. One is my grandfather's prayer book. The front cover is missing, but his wife, my grandmother, gave it to him in 1942, I think. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have this going away prayer, which we do whenever someone, you know, when we leave a big gathering, and it's Psalm 121. And the bookmark was
the ribbon.
Was in Psalm 122. And then she gave me a really small book, which is my dad's prayer book. Same type of prayer book. It has his name on it. And I was so touched by that.
I know.
She says, I think you'll have more use for this than anybody else. And I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I've been reading
through
it.
Was that before or after she told you can't wear Jesus sweatshirts all the time?
You're whatever.
Like, that's all I wear.
Whatever. But then she gave me and her husband both a ViewMaster, old school ViewMaster. And she had, you know, one of those round discs. And she had all these pictures from when I was a kid
on it.
It was just one of the sweetest.
She's thoughtful.
She very thoughtful. I mean, and what a great gift. I love it.
Yeah, it was really lovely. But, I mean, all the planning and everything, she just did an amazing job. And it's a lot of work. You know, planning that and then hosting Christmas Eve at her house and Christmas Day too.
Or not even there yet. So then, you know, we have the party and everyone is great. And then we all go to bed.
No. Don't we go downstairs? Do we go downstairs or we go straight up to bed?
I don't know.
I thought we went downstairs because, we went upstairs because people were getting coffee and you wanted a cappuccino. And you got blasted.
I got burned by all the.
You do not drink cappuccino at night.
Past 11:30 in the morning in Italy. No.
Shame.
No.
So Adam goes, I'll take a cappuccino. And one of the Italian guys goes, cappuccino? Cappuccino?
Here, what you need is a Sambuca with espresso. I said, that's what I meant. I meant a Sambuca with espresso. I'm sorry. You misunderstood me.
That was funny. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. So then we slept pretty well, actually, even though the bed was rather small.
Yes, I was just closer to you.
My feet were dangling out on the end.
But we didn't even shower. We were like, we woke up so late.
I wore the same clothes for days.
And we were like, we have to be out of the room by 10 a.m. I think we woke up at 9 and you went down to get something to eat. And I was like, I'm not hungry. I'm still full from last night.
Yeah. But I still brought you a
croissant. You brought me a croissant, yes. Yeah,
and it was perfect, wasn't it? Yes. And then we, because the bus wouldn't come until... I think 3:30. So he said, we'll go down to the little village.
Well, we had options though. They said, if you want to ski or you can snowshoe, you know, you can do that. Yeah, but we that didn't
point,
have.
It was also snowing at that point.
It was like raining.
Yeah, it was snowing. So we all went down the cable car to this cute village. We just walked around, looked at the shops. We went into a cafe and we all had coffee. I had a cappuccino. It was before 11:30.
Yes.
So that
you
was
bought
fine.
Everybody coffee. That was in the little sweet little shop.
Yeah.
It's the lovely, quaint town.
Then we went back, got our suitcases, and we go to the bus.
No, you're missing. Well, okay. So we come back, we have lunch. We go downstairs and we have lunch. We're like, well, we have time.
Oh, yeah.
We sat in the bar and we played that game, Hipster.
Oh, yes.
Yes, which was a lot of
That's
fun.
That's a good game. Yeah, it's tied to your Spotify and then you scan a QR code and you hear the song. You have to guess what the song is.
You have to guess what year song was.
What year, uh-huh. But for extra points, guess the artist. And it's a good game. And by the way, we won.
We did. It was me, you, and Tiffany.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
We rocked it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We kicked butt. We kicked butt.
Kicked butt might be another good show title,
too. We kicked serious butt. Yes, okay.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun, and I'd like to get that and play that with some people here.
For sure.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. And we had to keep Mateo away because Mateo knows everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
We didn't. Yeah. He wasn't initially playing with us because he was skiing. But we have to get that game. It was a lot of fun.
Hipster.
Yes. And they got the game that had Italian music on it. So
included
Italian music. So Alessandro, he was able to.
He knew all the Italian songs.
They were just so much fun. All of us playing together. It was a blast.
It's always. Our family is pretty fun.
Your family is a lot of fun. I said to you, I go, they would fit with my family like instantly.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No question.
No problem whatsoever.
No question. Yeah. No, I felt completely comfortable. I had a great time.
So now I had to do the show at 8 p.m. and we knew we had an hour and a half to drive and I needed a little bit of time to prep, even though thank you, Neil. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dave. All of my my clip boys, my clip team, they were working overtime for me because I knew it would be tight for me to clip a lot of stuff myself. I'd already been prepping here and there, doing stuff, and so we go down and as we arrive down at the bottom of the cable car, word comes that the bus is there. But the motor for the windshield wiper was broken, and now it's sleeting. And so, we can't drive and we have to wait for another bus to come, which means it would be at least another 2 hours before the bus comes up the mountain.
And we're in the middle of basically nowhere.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, that's not going to work because I'll never make it on time. So I'm like,
we were both very calm.
I knew.
I was like, this will work out.
This is the new kick butt Adam. I'm very calm.
And how about me?
You were very calm.
I was really calm.
Until I said, because you were calm until.
Oh, until you said.
So I'm like, well, let me see. Can we get an Uber? The Uber's like,
$500.
Undetermined amount of time to get there and $500. I'm like, can you call the taxi in town? And the guy's like, if I get Willow back, she's talking in Italian. Well, how about just anybody who can drive us? And Tina's like, hold on a second. I don't want just any rando Italian driving us down this mountain. But then I guess Mateo and some of the other guys had already bribed the driver. Like, no.
They bribed him?
No. Well, I think they bribed him. It's like, we're going to beat you up if you don't drive us down this mountain.
No.
They did some Italian stuff.
They did not say that.
They did some Italian talking to him.
They used Italian magic.
And so the guy said, look, I can take you down the mountain. I can't get on the highway because then I really can't see anything. And we'll have the bus meet us at the bottom of the mountain. So,
yes.
And that went flawlessly. There was the other bus. We jumped into the other bus. And so,
but what I love though is that we're on this bus and your family just breaks out in song. They just break out in song. Like Willow starts singing or Tiffany starts singing and then everybody's singing.
Yeah. I'm just a poor boy from a poor family. And everyone's Scaramouche. It was Wayne's World.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
They just break out in song.
Or last Christmas, I gave you my heart. All of these sappy songs. So we get back to the bus stop where we originally were picked up and everyone's getting in their car and like, okay, let's just call the Uber, and the Uber cannot find us. And now it's raining.
We're standing in this parking lot.
In a big, of like a big shopping mall, and the Uber can't find us.
And it's raining and it's cold.
And it's getting later.
Now I'm starting to break a little.
I said, all right, let's cancel this guy. We'll walk over. Anyway, it worked out perfectly. We got another guy.
But I said to you, Adam, we're in a Seinfeld episode for sure.
We're definitely in a Seinfeld episode, but it worked out great. And we got back in the hotel and, I had like an hour and a half to get ready. The show went great. Although I was hot boxing you with the vape.
I have that on my thing too. I went down for dinner while you.
It's very vapey in here. I'm choking.
It's in my throat. You're hot boxing me, man.
And meanwhile, my throat is actually starting to hurt because now I've got Jan's disease.
Yes, you got the interviewer's hack of lung disease.
Got the hack of lung disease creeping up on me. And of course, the show goes until midnight there. So, it was.
We're in one big room. We're not separate. And here I am, I'm worried because you get loud. You don't know. You project your voice on the agenda.
I know. Believe me, I know.
The door was right there and we were right by the stairwell. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I hope nobody knocks on the door. Because he's going.
Cinco de Mayo.
He's going, how do you close the show? Adios, mofos. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And such.
And then I'm like, they're going to walk in here. They're going to see this haze of vape. They're like, what are you doing to our beautiful Italian room? Yeah, hot boxing me.
But I had a rough night sleeping.
And then you ate potato chips for dinner.
Yes, I did. I had both bags of potato chips. It was kind of rough that...
I know.
Because that's when the sickness started to hit me. But you had ivermectin. You were slamming ivermectin on me. Yes. Yeah, it was good.
But it was like go, 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 go. I mean, it was one thing after another.
What I liked is that on this trip, almost every meal we prayed. Breakfast, lunch,
which
dinner.
I have that in my notes too. So the next morning we go down for breakfast at the hotel. Not my favorite. It was a little too, I don't know.
Breakfasty?
I don't know, it wasn't great.
You're not snobby at all or anything. I mean, you are getting breakfast, I know. With a buffet.
Well, this is where, so we walk in there. It's very busy. A lot of families in there. I'm like, where did all these kids come from?
You are the worst.
I know.
You were once a mom with kids. You remember this,
I know.
Right?
It's but I'm like, easy. I'm on vacation. Okay. So we order our coffee and we're praying.
Yeah.
And the waiter comes up.
Cappuccino. You want a cappuccino?
I was like, amen.
He was oblivious of what was going on.
Yes.
There.
Yeah. And that was when the table that was sitting next to us, the mom was on her phone. The dad was just, the little boy was encroaching my space and I was giving him the side eye. And then when the dad saw me give him the side eye, he was like, I'm not going to tell my kid anything. I'm going to let him go ahead and invade your space.
Yeah. But youngish parents the mom was just on her phone the whole time, just completely oblivious. And then later she was staring off into space and he was on his phone.
Yeah.
It's called fubbing, by the way.
Fubbing?
PH, fubbing.
Fubbing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're snubbing someone with your phone. You're fubbing.
Fubbing.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Is that show title?
I like that.
Yeah. Fubbing.
I don't know. I'll write it down. It's not funny. But that's
it's no kick butt. That's true.
I know. Yes. And so then that day we went and had the winery experience.
Yes. We went to. We had a
great driver too, because we stopped at the
Ponte Vecchio.
Ponte Vecchio. Mm-hmm. And we took pictures there and it was beautiful.
And then he took us past this American cemetery with World War II, American military personnel are buried from fighting in the war. And he said, let's just drive through it. It's really... You wouldn't, that's not on the map. I did not know that was anywhere near there.
Yeah. And we, at the end too, we'll talk about the experience, but at the end he was like, okay, what else do you want to do? We're like, we're a little tipsy.
Yeah. We want to go
take home. Us back to the hotel.
But this is Castle Verrazzano.
Yes.
Well, no, is this the Chianti wine region? Hello Vineyard Nation. If we're going to do something, we've got to go drink some wine. That is what this show is about after all. And so we go to this castle, and the first thing I learned, which just blows my mind, is that the guy who founded this castle 500 years ago,
Luigi,
Was it Luigi? Yeah, I think it was Luigi.
Was it Luigi?
Yeah.
Luigi's the one that got eaten?
Yeah, Luigi Verrazano. He discovered the Hudson Bay.
Yes.
And hence the Verrazano Bridge, Verrazano Narrows Bridge in Manhattan, which I've done traffic reports for that bridge for years.
You used to do traffic on the 8s?
Yeah, on traffic and weather on the 8s.
Oh, nice.
Simmer down there, podcast lady.
I never knew you did traffic. Well, was that on the radio?
C100. Oh. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Yeah. My daddy was a Beatle.
It's a stacker out there.
It's a stacker out there. Well, the corkscrew at the Lincoln Tunnel is an hour and a half, and the Verrazano Bridge is bumper to bumper.
It's a stacker.
And I'm in this chopper right now. It's a stacker.
Okay, so yes, so that was, you didn't know that though. Right?
No, I had no idea. Yeah. And so we got a nice tour. What was the lady's name? Oh, forget her name.
I don't remember. She was very enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic.
But they had, I mean, we went past, they had rosemary bushes and sage bushes.
You just smell
olive trees. Yes, they had lemon. Remember the lemon trees? Because they made limoncello.
They were inside because it was a little too cold for them. They rolled them inside.
Yeah, it was pretty cool and old.
It was. I mean, this was all original castle. They've got casks. And they were actually redoing some of the original old casks for this Chianti wine. And there was nothing was too much. And even the room with the trellises where they hang up the grapes.
Yes, I love that. It was so old school. Mm-hmm. It wasn't technology. No, it had just taken over. It was old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, came the most important part, which was our tasting.
Yes. And I'm telling you, these were not 2 ounce pours. No. These were like 4 to 5 ounce pours.
Six different glasses. And, of course, they paired it with more food.
Oh my gosh.
With cheese, the antipasti,
and their olive oil, and their balsamic.
And we had pasta and more pasta, and then the meats.
And then the meats came,
and then we had dessert.
What was dessert?
I can't remember. It's still in my stomach.
What was dessert?
About stacking. This whole trip was just in, out. Stacking it. I was continuously full.
Like, me, and that's saying a lot. Well, you know what? When we travel, though, so like you're like, I need a snack at the airport. So then you eat a snack at the airport. Then we get a meal on the plane. You're like, you eat the meal. Then we get off and you're like, I need a snack while we're waiting for the next plane. Then you get the snack. Then we get on the plane. You're like, I'll take the meal.
What snack? I don't eat any snacks in between. I do eat the meals on the plane. Yeah, I'll take the meal. Yeah, I paid for the meal. Yeah. Give me the meal. I want to eat your meal.
Yeah.
The charcuterie board was good.
That was on the way home, though.
That was good.
Yeah.
Then we get back in the car.
We were like, Yeah. We'll buy a case of wine.
Yeah, of course. It's always that. No, we bought 6 bottles of wine, 3 bottles.
No, we bought 12 bottles of wine.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. See, I went to the bathroom and I came back and you had already taken care of everything.
We bought 12 bottles of wine, 3 bottles of olive oil, and 3 bottles of balsamic. Because she goes, we only sell it in 18.
Multiples of 6 or whatever.
And we're like, okay. Yeah.
I go to the bathroom, come back. And he's like, it's all taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I gave him your card. We're all set. Yeah. No, it was lovely. And that's one thing that we like doing. We like going to these wineries in the different countries.
Yeah.
A fun thing for me and you to do.
That's our jam, baby. Yeah. That's what we do.
That's our jam, baby. And so then on the ride home, we're talking to the driver who used to be a police officer in Italy. So you were getting stories from him, but you asked him like, where should we go for dinner?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go to the hotel restaurant. It was too snooty for me.
It's too expensive.
And it wasn't great.
No. He says, oh no. Oh, most of the restaurants here, there's all money laundering for the Romanians. You want to go to Bucamario. You have the guy at the hotel, he called, make a reservation. They have special access. You know, you go to Bucamario.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Bucamario was amazing.
Did I do his accent?
Yes.
Did I nail it there? Okay.
So it's this, you walk down these narrow little streets and all of a sudden you see this sign, Bucamario. And you go in and it's underground. It's underground. Uh-huh. It's in the basement.
Mm-hmm. And this is this is mainly locals, I would say.
Yeah.
And it's packed and we have a table and it was just phenomenal. I got a nice half bottle of wine, which was perfect because we didn't need more wine at all.
Oh my gosh,
really.
We were drinking so much. And then what was lovely, when our meal came, we were praying.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were done, the young lady next to us said, oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. More people do not do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right. Such a contrast to that. Here's your cappuccino.
Here's your cappuccino. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
And I love doing that with you, babe.
Yeah, that's, I know.
That was a lot of fun.
It is. It's, yeah. We travel well together. We really do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell me what to do and I follow.
I do. I keep you organized. You're wearing this today. You're like, okay.
Put it in this bag. Is that dirty? Put it in this bag over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you wearing? No, you're not.
How about when we get home? I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Things are unloaded, sorted in the washing machine. Done. Suitcases unpacked.
So then we had a day to ourselves the next day.
No. The next day was Christmas Eve.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we had most of the day to ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, we had most of the day to ourselves. And then we go up to my sister Willow's house, which is about, 35?
What's it in? La Valley.
Willow's cringing, eyes are rolling up in her head right now.
Sorry, Willow. I know.
And even her address, no map will even compute. I'm like, you got it. She says, no, go to my son's house, my nephew, Mateo. He lives near about his. He has an actual address. Okay. Which, of course, also our guy can't find. So we're going back and forth finally.
The Uber guy.
Yeah. We find everybody. We go up. And Willow has the house filled with food. And I mean, it's just jam packed. And
she's got her eggnog game going.
Deviled eggs.
Chicken liver pate. Chicken liver pate.
I mean, she's just gone all out and people are coming in.
We love their dog, Django. Oh,
Django is a good
dog.
So
cute.
He's a good dog.
Although he was driving Tiffany crazy because he's going out, barking, wants to come in, wants to go out, wants to come in, wants to go out. I'm like, he's a dog. He's so cute though.
But it was just, and we had great meal, the big family meal with all the tables shoved together.
I loved that you asked to say a prayer and you said a prayer.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. And mm-hmm. then the Italians are like, it wasn't long enough.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah. Marco is like, that was short. I'm like, but I didn't want to keep everything. We all held hands while I said grace.
It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a delicious meal. Mm-hmm. But again, it was more food. So we sat down and we had a big bowl of pasta and I ate half of my pasta and then here come the meats.
Here come the meats.
Oh my gosh.
It's more meats.
And Tiffany and I are looking at each other like, we just can't. We're up to our eyeballs with food.
So then we all exchanged gifts, and I think
we won the
ugly sweater contest.
Yes, we won it. Yes. They were pretty atrocious, though.
Did you? Are those pictures on Instagram?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, see Instagram mm-hmm. for they were very atrocious. So we won a hat. Yes,
yes, we won a hat. Yes, it was fun. And then afterwards, we all read a page.
Oh, from the night before Christmas, yes. And the Italians did. Everyone had to read, and it was. I love that. So much.
I know.
That's our curry tradition. Everyone read a page from the night before. And you have to read the page, show the picture. Everybody has to go, oh.
Yeah. Oh. But, but when we were passing out our gifts, mm-hmm. your gift that you got all the guys. So why don't you talk about that?
I got them custom handmade in Texas switchblades.
Yes.
That shoot out of the handle.
Yes.
Highly illegal in all of Europe. And they were like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then of course my nephew, if you hold the knife against, against something, it can't actually pop out and,
pop out.
It won't shiv you.
Yes.
There's a safety on it, but there's still some force behind it.
Yes.
And of course my nephew Mateo goes, he goes against his leg. He goes, ow, that kind of hurt. And then he says, hey guys, I'm bleeding.
He goes, I'm really bleeding. He stabbed himself
with the knife.
And you go, you're an idiot.
And he says, I know, I'm an idiot.
So he just drops his pants. There's this stab wound in his thigh, blood running down his thigh. And we're cracking up laughing at him. Like,
he was laughing too.
Like, everyone, I can't believe laughing. You even did this.
And Willow's like, oh, it's Mateo. She's like, get a Band-Aid for him.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
It was just good. And we got lovely gifts from everybody. It was really, really sweet.
Yes.
And then of course I'm like, it's going to be hard to get an Uber to get back down to Florence.
Because we're like, where?
And so my brother-in-law, Alessandro's cousin, Marco, says, I'll take you. Very little English.
He spoke English pretty well, though. I mean, he was able to converse with us in the car.
We could absolutely talk. Yeah. He says, no, I take you. So, all right. And So he has
so this. This is a little car. What is it?
Italian. I think it was a Fiat, maybe.
Tiny.
And he throws down his iPhone and a JBL speaker, and he's got like this Brazilian.
We get in the car, and they have you sit up front. So I'm sitting in the back with Alessandro's friend. I forget what his name was. I'm in the back. I don't remember.
It wasn't Marco.
So then Marco
Roberto.
Roberto. So Marco gets in, turns the car on. Brazilian music is blasting, and he just starts singing along. Like, da, da,
da, da, da. And I'm like, bro, can you turn it down just a little bit? I can't. It's, oh, sorry. He turns down a little bit, and he's driving down this windy mountain, and the windshield is fogged up.
It's like 11:30. We've been there all day. We're like, we're exhausted. And he's like, whoa. We're like, oh my gosh.
And the windshield is all fogged up. And after like 10 minutes, he goes, oh, maybe I should defrost this. And then he defrosts, and then he turns the heater off again. And we're freezing in this car.
Going down these windy roads.
But it was really good. And they took us right to the hotel.
It was so thoughtful.
He lives nearby. Yeah.
It was so thoughtful. But I remember I said to Roberto, was it Roberto? That was his name?
In the back.
Yes. Yeah. And I go, are you married? He goes, ugh, no. I'm like, oh, okay.
We had funny talks with them.
Yeah. They were very, very kind.
Sweet
and we
guys.
Were very, it was very sweet. But that was the true Italian experience.
Big time.
Being in this little car with the music blasting, driving down these
all
windy.
All we needed was smoking a cigarette and an espresso.
Or a limoncello.
Limoncello. And he actually sent me through Willow a link to one of the songs I liked.
Nice.
One song that he had.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet. So we get back
and we were wiped at this point. Wiped out.
So then we have to get to the airport. We're flying back from Italy. Christmas Day.
Didn't we go out? We went out walking around the next day? That evening?
No.
Didn't we have one more day?
That was Christmas Day. And we flew back to Amsterdam.
Right.
So we flew back to Amsterdam on Christmas Day. And we got there, and then I'm starting to get sick.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, my nose is running.
And now Willow.
The Yon disease.
And now Christina, my daughter, and Kevin, they're coming up from Rotterdam to have Christmas dinner with us.
Yes.
And so we meet in the hotel room. It was nice.
We had a bottle of wine. It was lovely to see them.
Yeah. We went down to the restaurant. She's very funny.
But no, so I'm like, I don't want to hug you. I'm getting sick. She's like, I got a cold. So she hugged me. Yeah. And it's just good to see Kevin. Yeah. I love the way Kevin says mother. He goes, my mother.
My mother.
My mother. My mother.
So they just moved in together. They've just started their life together. So, we're egging them on about kids.
Yeah.
Like, and Christina's like, yeah.
And she loves her job, and she's got other opportunities she's looking at. And it was really nice to spend time.
It sounds to me like she's waiting for Kevin to ask her.
You know what? I picked up on that, too.
Yeah.
I picked up on that, too.
Well, if he asked me to marry him.
And he's like, I need to get a job. I'm looking for a job.
Good kids.
Yeah, it was really thoughtful. And she got a beautiful book about aviation. Mm. And then she bought me a Jesus Calling book, which is really
very sweet.
She didn't have to do that. Yeah. So it was so nice. But by the time we got back up to the room after dinner, she looked at me. She goes, you're getting sicker. And I'm like, I feel terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
And so So all day Thursday.
Because I had to do the show the next day.
Yes.
Yeah. You just stayed in bed.
What did we do for dinner on Thursday?
We went, we got Burger King.
Oh, we went to
Burger King.
I have not eaten Burger King probably in 15 years.
We got Burger King in the airport and brought it back up to the room.
Yeah,
and cookies.
Yes. Because I was so sick. It was like, I didn't care. I just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I forgot.
Well, we were like, I want to get you this. And I said, could you do a Burger King? I can do a Burger King. Let's just have a Burger King. It's easy. Let's just get a Burger King.
Yeah.
It's a Burger King, man. A Burger King.
And so then while you were doing the show, I was laying down the whole time. Yeah. I was watching.
Now, luckily, you had a separate room, so I couldn't hot box you. And you could chill out.
I know. But I was watching the Lee Strobel interview with Sean Ryan, which highly, highly recommend it. Please watch it.
It's good.
Watch it. So that was Thursday and Friday. We get up, flying home.
Yep, flying home. It was pretty uneventful.
Oh my gosh. It was almost a 10-hour flight.
It was pretty long. Yeah. And well, you got the wind, you got the headwinds. And
watched
everything.
Three movies and I tried to sleep.
I thought you watched
sleep.
Four.
Three or four. I don't know. Tried to sleep. Yeah. Couldn't really sleep.
Not really.
You know, and so, but I was not feeling well. My ear was plugged up and when we get to Atlanta, I couldn't breathe at all. Mm-hmm. And I could not wait. And turbulence from Atlanta to San Antonio was off the chain.
There was a little turbulence. Ugh. Turbulence is, just so y'all know, turbulence is not really. As long
I don't
as
care.
You,
I don't like it.
Keep your seatbelt on. I don't that's like all. It. Keep your seatbelt buckled.
Yeah.
And so we get to San Antonio. We come home. And then the next day I go to pick up Phoebe. I'm very excited. And I pick her up and she's like, hey, she seems okay. She's washed. She smells good. And
she doesn't smell good anymore.
And she just has the worst stomach problems.
Massive diarrhea. Poor dog.
I mean, and she's so good because she kept going to the door like, I got to go out. I got to go out. And she doesn't typically ask to go out because, mm-mm. you know, I take her out and she waits and she does her business when I take her out three times a day. Now it's like, got to go out, got to go out. And every single, it was just a mess.
And it was constant. She constantly wanted to go out.
And so then we put her in my studio and the next morning, oh boy, she had an accident in the studio, but she did it on the concrete. Not on the
first night.
The first night, not on the rug. So I'm like, good dog. She actually, when I opened the door, she raced out, had to go again. So this dog is just,
because she doesn't do that.
She doesn't do anything that. She's emptying out. Next night,
I'm like,
roll up the carpets.
Yes.
The carpet, they're still rolled up. So a little echoey here because of it.
Yeah.
And the next morning, it's a war zone.
Yes.
I mean,
and she's almost embarrassed. Doesn't she seem embarrassed?
She's very embarrassed. She doesn't like it at all. And she keep asking to go out. And, you know, I must have taken her out 10 times. It's not a lot at this point, but she's not doing well. And so we, we give her some rice with
been the making chicken. A chicken and rice.
Yeah. A little bit of pumpkin for some probiotic. And the next morning, it's
same thing.
And so I'm taking her to the vet.
Yeah, I woke up and I took care of it. I was just like, this is disgusting.
So I take her to the vet and because, you know, I'm like, maybe she had picked up a virus or something. And there's a new doctor at the vet, Dr. Sam. And she says that she, you know, checks her out. And
well, tell. So they have the dog whisperer.
Oh, yeah. So they got this just big, handsome Texas young man, you know, like huge, brawny guy. And like, hi, Phoebe. And he just stands there and just grabs her by her ears and massages her. And Phoebe goes, oh, just kind of melts. Aww. Until Dr. Sam, you know, sticks a probe up her butt. And she's like, what's going on here? I was enjoying it until that happened. So they checked, no viruses, there's no disease. And Dr. Sam says, you know, 12 days, you know, maybe, you know, she was a rescue. So it's probably anxiety, you know, she just really, you know, the dogs are barking, other things are going on. It was a long time. But before when I got there, because I always come in and the ladies, they're like, hey, Adam, hey, Phoebe. And she knows, she gets right on the scale. She had lost 14 pounds.
I know.
She was
down to
86 pounds.
I thought you said
85.7.
Oh, okay.
It's 86. 85.7. And they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
They're like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
How do I get in on that?
I know. I said, I should check myself into the kennel for 12 days.
This is better than Ozempic. So
I know, because I was looking at her, I'm like, she looks kind of thin to me.
Yeah.
And she'll gain some of that back.
Well, and then right away we got some pills to, you know, stop the diarrhea.
Well, so it stopped it so much that she hasn't gone to the bathroom since yesterday.
Yeah.
So now she's all stopped up.
No, she'll go. Well, we stopped those. She'll go.
Yeah.
I recall this from previous times. She'll be like a day or two and then she'll get back into maybe even tonight.
But it's just, she's so attached to us. I mean, she's really attached to us. And so that presents a problem. Like, what are we going to do going forward? We have to find somebody to come into our house and stay with her in our house.
Yeah. So we're going to have to start praying about that.
Yeah.
We need to get somebody who can stay in the house.
Yes, I mean, and take care of her.
She could certainly stay one or two nights. I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor baby.
So, yeah. So we were dealing with a sick dog. And then when we went out last night, New Year's Eve, we went to dinner at some friend's house, and I'm thinking, we can't just leave her out. We can't. So we put her in the studio. We don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
And but she was good.
No accident. Nope. Yeah, no, she was fine. She was fine.
But she was so fine, she was just sitting with us. Even the fireworks weren't bothering her that
no,
much.
No, which like was really, we didn't would. Have, you know what, that thunder shirt probably oh, fits right. her perfectly thund- now that she's a svelte 20, she's yes. a svelte 85 pounds. Oh, so.
Man, are we done now with everything? And we were
just New Year's Eve last night, had a lovely, lovely yes, dinner at Andre and David's. It was a night of decadence.
Yes, it was.
Three bottles of champagne. Like a Tattinger, then we, I don't even know what the name, the bottle is that we brought.
I don't remember what that was
and
called.
And then a Veuve. Mm-hmm. Then we started off with caviar.
Yes.
With homemade Bellinis, which was unbelievable.
At a certain point, I think I had eight of them. And they're like, you oh, ate most. Just have them. Some more.
They're like, Adam, just slap the feed bag on. Like,
but no one else was eating them. I'm like, and Dawn's like, hey, I brought it. Just eat more. I'm like, okay. She had like 4 ounces or something. It was an unbelievable oh, it was, amount of caviar. It was
amazing. And then we had foie gras with on brioche with sautéed apples.
Yes.
And that's Andrea.
That's Andrea, of course. And that then was, and then we had Wagyu beef.
Yes.
Which was cooked perfectly.
I know. David like nailed
and
it.
And I asked Dawn to do to say grace because she's so good I at know. That, man.
Oh, I know. And I really like it. That's the first time like I've had, we've had a dinner with just with, Dawn. Yeah. You know, because it was just the five of us.
Yeah.
And I love that you got to know her a little mm-hmm. bit more and I'm getting to know her more and I love that. I love that.
Yeah, she's a good egg.
Yeah.
She's a chef.
But it was a night of decadence. So we woke up this morning and we're like,
well, we came home, we watched the ball drop in New York, and I think we woke up at 12:30, like, what? What? And then we just crashed and then got up early, took yeah. Phoebe out, and yeah. she's so far so good.
So it's been a whirlwind.
Yeah, she's got energy. She's not been lethargic. She's eating, she's drinking. Yeah. So that's good. But she now she just has to poop regular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please, dog, please poop. Please poop. I don't want to have to take you back to the vet for being constipated.
Yes. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the recap. So it's been a quite the yes. busy last 2 weeks.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
And then this morning you say, "Can you do the God shot?
I know.
Can you do the God shot?
It's
can
you do the God shot? Tina's God.
Yeah, I'll do the Adam's God shot. So every year, Pastor Jimmy at church asks everybody. Instead of doing a New Year's resolution, do your one word for the year. Do yes. you remember what your word was last
I do.
Year? What was your word last
my
year?
Joy. My word was joy.
Joy.
You know, and as I reflect on 2024, it was really a joyful year. There were a lot of things that brought me a lot of joy. I know at one point I had lost my joy. And then Annette reminded me, you get your joy from the Lord, Tina. Yeah. I'm like, you're right.
I forgot about that. You did lose
Annette
your joy.
Is, she's so great. Like, she just got... She's such a great mentor and guides me, and I love her for that. So, yes. Yeah, so, for the most part, though, when I reflect back on it, yes, it was the appropriate word.
Well, I had encourage, mm-hmm. I believe was my word. Mm-hmm. And I've encouraged a lot. I've been encouraged a lot. And a lot has happened this past year. So, what is your word for 2025?
And it came to me today because mm-hmm. Pastor Jimmy was talking about it on church on Sunday, and he was talking about his word. What's his word?
Convergence.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you know, the word hope came to me and I'm like, no, that's not it. That's not it. Then the word abundance came to me. I'm like, no.
By the way, how good was it to be back in church?
Oh, I know.
It was nice to be back in church. Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. So this morning I was reading Tommy Hayes's email. He sends a weekly email, like a devotional.
Oh, I'm not on that list.
Yes. Mm. Oh, I can get you on that list.
Yeah, please.
And God presented my word, which is seek.
Mm.
And so it ties to Jeremiah 29, verse 12, 13. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Mm. And so that is so appropriate because we're going into a week-long biblical fast mm-hmm. starting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to squander that. And that is that with that word in mind, that is what I'm going to do is I'm going to seek
You him. Realize you just did an entire God shot?
Oh, I did. Yeah. How about that? So my word is seek. And because I really want to develop my relationship with God even more, especially with things that have happened recently with me. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. it is completely being transformed even more.
So my word came to me when Pastor Jim was talking about it on Sunday, and the word is accelerate. And I immediately thought, wow, I got to be careful. You accelerate. You don't want to accelerate too fast. You know, you got to be on God's timing, but accelerate is the word that I got. And this morning, here's what I got. Philippians 3:13-14. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what I need to accelerate for.
Wow.
Yeah. I like that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I was very happy with that.
Nice.
Very, very happy.
Very good, babe. Accelerate and seek.
Yes. By the way, I'd like everyone to pray for one of our cork soakers, Caroline Yikanin. She's going through some health issues, and she was sending me some messages on Telegram of all places, but she's a Curry and the Keeper Vineyard Nation, and she's going through some health stuff. And I said that I would, that I have prayed for her, but maybe the Vineyard Nation can pray for her.
Yes.
And now I want to thank some people who have blessed us.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
With a whooping cough, apparently.
Yes, sorry.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Well, you can imagine that we have quite a list because it spans 2 weeks. And man, people have sent some beautiful notes and some fantastic support. We're value for value, curryingthekeeper.com. You can read all about it under the Aboot page.
Aboot.
We love things in the PO box, which we did receive a number of things.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. This is one of the most fun jobs I have, is to come home and then go to the PO box and get everything that people have sent to us. We got a lot of stuff that came in.
So before you go, can I mention this? We got a package from Murray's Cheeses.
Yes.
And there was no note.
We don't know who it's
and
from.
And it was one of the best
cheese and meat selection ever.
We are
ever.
Going crazy yeah. over this package. Yeah. So whoever sent it to us,
please let us know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was so incredibly kind and generous. And it was an Italian cheese spread.
Oh, it was good.
It was.
Have we even finished? We still have some of the
cheese. No, we still have that truffle cheese left. And the Parmigiano.
Parmigiano. Uh-huh.
But thank you. And so please let us know, whoever sent it, because that was quite the treat.
Dynamite.
Yes.
It was really good. What else came into the PO box?
Well, we got the fudge.
Oh,
but
yes.
That was from a
No Agenda.
Yes.
No Agenda Fudge.
So somebody sent us like 4 pounds of fudge, just what we need after
Michigan.
Coming off of.
We ate the first package before we had even opened the rest of the mail.
Who ate the first package?
You ate some of that fudge. Yes, you did. You had nice chunks of fudge.
I want to mention this journal that we got.
Talking to the mic, babe.
I'm sorry, from Sir Boober, the most sane man, Robert Ludwig. And this journal that he sent me was his wife's. And I'm not going to read the whole letter, but his wife had passed away.
A couple of years ago.
In February 2020 from leukemia. And he was just talking about what she went through and what they went through and how he found No Agenda. And then he found Curry and the Keeper. And he said, he's talking about No Agenda. He said, then you started the Curry and the Keeper podcast. I decided to listen just because it might be interesting. And it has been. The journey you two have had is amazing. I am hoping I can soon join you on this path, but need to find a church. While there is one that we belong to, I've had some issues. And he said, starting soon after my wife's passing. Then he said, the notebook was something given to my wife, which he gave to us, which I'm taking. Sorry, Adam. Notebook was something given to my wife when she was in the hospital at some point in her journey. She loved to write and the book fit her personality. Unfortunately, she never got to use it. I want to pass this on to you to use however you see fit. A new book for Tina's God Shots so she doesn't forget. Uh-huh. A book for Adam to use for inspiration, or a gift for somebody that you think could use the inspiration. I am like... that touched my heart. So on the cover, it's a beautiful cover, and it says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And I'm just so touched by this.
Yeah, it's a beautiful note.
Really, and I'm taking it. Yes, if you don't mind.
No, that's okay.
So thank you. That really just meant so much to me. And then we got, I don't know if this is a no agenda, this Trumpography book.
I can't remember. I think it was for us.
Yes. Adam and Tina, we hope you had a beautiful, you had a blessed Christmas in Italy.
From?
Rick and Anne Marie Gibbs. Says, we hope you that you had a blessed Christmas in Italy with your family. We continue to be blessed by No Agenda and Curry and the Keeper each week. Thank you for your research and wisdom in all things politics and being a follower of Jesus Christ. We saw the author of this book, Gene Ho, on the Mike Huckabee Show years ago and found his testimony amazing. He wrote this book literally through the lens of his camera and reading the Bible. We hope you find it fascinating. We sure did. May our Lord continue to bless you in 2025. Rick and Anne Marie Gibbs.
Yeah, it's a cool-looking book. Yeah.
I did not know that. Can't wait to dive into it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because he talks about Jonah and Joseph, and I love that they intertwine the Trumpography.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, thank you. That was so thoughtful.
That was nice. Yeah.
Really. And we got a boatload of Christmas cards.
We got the web sent us, everyone sent us their family Christmas letter, which is nice.
Yes. Yes.
Like, wow, look at all these things these people are doing.
Yes. I mean, we love all seeing all the Christmas cards. So thank you.
Thank you so
Everybody
much.
Was really kind.
Then we got some value for value donations, and we start off with the Baron of Old Bay, and he sends us $100 through PayPal, and he says, this is a vacation donation. Everyone should have the opportunity to take a break, recharge, and go see family, especially at Christmas. Buon Natale from the Baron of the Old Bay.
Now, thank you.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate
it. Really
it's very, very kind of you. Oh, then coming in with 77,777 Satoshis, it is the one and only my brother from another mother, Pastor Jimmy.
Yes.
Wow, he says, what a week we all had here in Stars Hollow, a.k.a. Fredericksburg, Texas. Everything I love about our town all rolled up into one amazing podcast. Love you both more than words, KYBO and KTLD. Thank you, brother.
We got to spend a little time with them tonight.
Yeah, we did, a little bit. And of course, you and Annette are doing something on Friday, and so Jimmy and I have been, Pastor Jimmy and I have been notified that we have 2 hours together.
You have a bro date.
We have a bro date from 3 to 5 on Friday. From 3 to 5 on Friday, and then we're all going out to dinner. Okay, so good.
No, 6:30 we're going out to dinner.
Oh.
Yes, you got a little more time.
We got a little more time.
Yeah.
$50 from Marco Frischen, always
Marco,
there for us.
Thank you.
Eric Kessler. Has Eric Kessler ever donated before?
You know
before?
What? I don't think so.
I think he needs to be decanted.
You've been decanted.
$50 from Eric Kessler. No note. If you want to send it after the fact, I'm happy to read it. Mac Tank with $49.99. Mac Tank always there for us.
I know he's a Salmonier.
Or she.
Or she, yeah.
Whatever. Mac Tank, please let us know. We want to send you the Curry and the Keeper sippy cups. Katie Trimble, $25.33. And then with the mini striper boost, 7777, the OG Salmon Yay.
Oh.
Yes.
Michael, Anastasia.
That's right. Young couple.
Yes.
Happy New Year and welcome home. My 2 week Curry and the Keeper detox has been brutal. Can't wait to get back into the swing of things. Stay blessed, he says. Thank you.
He posted
you so
a great
much.
Picture on with a wine, and I think he had a. Some kind of steak, and there was the Curry and the Keeper glass.
Yes.
He's awesome. He lives up to his name as the OG Salmon.
Yeah, he is the OG Salmon. Yeah. And there's another mini striper boost, Sir Brian with an I. Let's see if he writes about himself.
Oh.
I'm glad you both escaped off to Europe and avoided the natural disaster here in Texas. I called FEMA and said, hello, I'm in Region 6. Please send police, medical, and fire, and the National Guard. The state is in disarray. We have no wine, no cute stories, and no Brian. It's absolutely mayhem over here. Please airdrop us an episode of Curry and the Keeper to calm the rioters and bring dog treats in the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Thank you, Brian.
That was actually pretty funny, Brian. Michael Hall. $7. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
$54.45 in the Satoshi land from the one and only comic strip blogger.
Oh, CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds. Thanks for visiting the European Union, the Benevolent Empire, and Happy New Year 2025. Yo, CSB.
Yo.
Thank you.
Brian goes, comic strip blogger has started following me. I'm like, So what?
See, he feels all important. Yeah. When you get comments, you're
but he followed. But Brian follows both your sisters.
He follows everybody. He follows everybody. He's like, oh yeah, I'm Brian. So Brian with an I.
You know me from the Curry and the Keeper show.
Exactly. Randy Black checks in with $5. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you,
Timothy
Randy.
Timothy Emery? Do we know a Timothy Emery?
I don't think so.
I think that's another decanting here for Timothy Emery.
That's you, then decanted.
$5. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got Blue Hens with 3333 Satoshis. Cheers and Happy New Year's. Thank you.
Have they donated before?
I don't think so. That's another decanting. Oh, my goodness.
Then decanted.
Let's see. 1722 from Studio 2 Rocks. Have a happy holidays. And Randy Black with 1321 Satoshis. And says, this isn't a significant number, a very dear friend shared 1,321 sats, that's a burp donation, with me last night during the live stream of my Value for Value show. Oh, this is the M2H2, the Mountain Music Happy Hour.
Okay.
So I wanted to pass that value along to Curry and the Keeper. Please credit this in his name, as he should be celebrated for the legend that he is. And thank you for being a friend, Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, of course.
Thank you all very much, folks. We appreciate you all in Vineyard Nation. And again, you can go to curryandthekeeper.com, learn about the show, all the past episodes, and on the Ubud page, you can find our PO box and anything you want to send to us. We love it. Even if it's just a note to say hi. It's all good.
It's good to be back.
It is very good
to be
back.
We hope you missed us.
Did you do a question of the week?
Of course I did.
You are the best. You know what? It's time for. Hit me now. The question of the week. All right, everybody. I have no idea what's coming, but I should be prepared. Question of the week. Because Tina knows the question, so she has her answer. It's all new to me.
Well, it's been 2024 was quite the year for us, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So I want you to reflect back, and I want you to tell me what was the most memorable thing that happened in 2024 for you.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, my head is so mushy. I think the most memorable thing has got to be, hands down, my surprise 60th birthday party.
Aww.
That's going to stick in my brain for a long time. That was such a beautiful thing you did for me. And then to have all these people travel from around the country to be here, and for it to be in this great location in Fredericksburg, and everybody was just meeting each other and getting along, and it was fabulous.
Yeah.
And that was memorable for the decade, really.
Okay,
the
good.
Decade. Yes. Outside of meeting you in that decade.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Good one. And you, darling.
Hands down, our vow renewal.
Oh man, did I blow it? did I blow it? Did I blow it? That was a big one too. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's all about me.
You asked me to reflect. I'm like, I'm going back in time. Like the first thing I stop at is that.
Yes. No, yeah. It was our vow renewal.
Can I share that with you?
No. Let me finish.
Yes.
I mean, I just love that we, in front of God, our mm-hmm. audience of one,
yeah.
Recommitted ourselves to each other and, you know, the covenant of marriage.
True covenant, yes.
Yes, true covenant. And just, and having Pastor Jimmy and Annette there, mm-hmm. you know, by our side.
And again,
my sister,
all of
Tony,
our friends, yes.
And yes, and mm-hmm. that was to me by far. And on our fifth anniversary, I mean, it could not have gotten any better.
In our church.
Yes, yeah. This, my second one, though, was... the joy that I got from surprising you. That was my second one.
Okay.
So, yeah. I win, though. Because it was about us, not about me.
You always win, my darling.
Oh.
Hey. I love you. Let's do it again next week.
All right. I'll be here. I love you too, honey.
Vineyard Nation. Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.